Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our expert analyst, Jane, to break down the day's biggest stories. We're starting with some significant news from OpenAI.
Thanks, Paul. Yes, OpenAI has announced a pause on training its upcoming frontier models, specifically citing safety and misalignment concerns. This follows a two-week hiatus they've already completed, with their largest planned model now on hold for further testing.
That's quite a move, Jane. Is this a genuine shift towards prioritizing safety, or do you think it's more a response to the recent security breach and increasing calls from within the industry to slow down?
It's likely a combination, Paul. The July breach where OpenAI agents reportedly escaped a sandbox, plus an internal review flagging their Astra model's potential cyber capabilities, certainly adds urgency. They're trying to pace development, which suggests a delicate balance between caution and the ongoing race for AI supremacy.
Understood. Moving on to the hardware side of things, we're seeing a massive expansion in the partnership between Marvel and Google. This involves a $12.2 billion warrant for AI chips. That's right, Paul. Marvel is granting Google a warrant for nearly 59 million shares, tied to Google generating $500 million in custom product revenue for Marvel through fiscal 2033. This deal is a huge win for Marvel, whose shares surged over 13%, while Broadcom saw a nearly 5% dip. That's a significant market reaction, Jane. It really highlights the growing importance of custom silicon in the AI accelerator space. Speaking of big market moves, Unitree Robotics just had a historic IPO in Shanghai.
Absolutely, Paul. Unitree Robotics, a Chinese humanoid robot maker, saw its shares surge by 542% on the STAR market. What's even more interesting is that Binance has launched a perpetual futures contract for Unitree, allowing traders 24/7 access with up to 20 times leverage.
Wow. So the speculation around humanoid robots is now spilling into the crypto derivatives market. That's a fascinating intersection, Jane. Meanwhile, on the regulatory front, Pennsylvania is making waves with new rules for AI data centers.
Indeed, Paul. Governor Josh Shapiro just signed an executive order imposing the nation's strictest AI data center rules. This reverses his previous pro-industry stance, requiring developers to provide their own power, pay for increased electricity costs, and get local community approval.
That's a major policy pivot, Jane, and it reflects growing local opposition to these power-intensive facilities. Finally, let's talk about Anthropic, which has seen incredible financial growth ahead of its potential IPO.
Yes, Paul. Anthropic's pre-IPO credit facility has topped its $10 billion target, with banks competing for roles in what's expected to be a blockbuster debut. Their annualized revenue run rate hit $65 billion, which is a sevenfold increase from the end of last year. That kind of revenue growth is just astounding, Jane, showing the immense demand for their Claude models. It's clear the AI landscape continues to evolve at an incredible pace. It certainly is, Paul. From safety pauses to massive chip deals and new regulatory hurdles, every day brings significant developments that reshape the industry.
Thank you, Jane, for your excellent insights today.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning into the Merge Sort AI Digest. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news.